You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So hope is more than a wishful thought. It is the confident expectations in God's promises that brings restoration and renewal to our entire being. Join us as we explore the transformative power of hope and its profound impact on our emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and even physical health. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Majuru, who is going to be helping us navigate this one. Mfundisi Murubwanje.
Tribuino, Kayanabo.
Yeah, tribune. What is it? Confused me there. I thought you were saying another one. I was like, wait, which one is this one? Thank you so much, Fundisi, for coming through. I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity which you have given us. We pray that as you speak to us, allow us to hear your word according to your will. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Fundisi, we've been speaking about all things hope. And today we want to understand hope and restoration, healing. How do they work together? But how does hope mean in the context of emotional, spiritual, and physical healing?
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I still want to thank each one of you who are listening to us. And I pray that the Lord will continue blessing us. Today, as we look at hope, and the question is, what does it mean in the context of emotion, spiritual, and physical healing? Allow me to summarize a chapter, that is Mark chapter 7, verse 32 to 36, as we look at the meaning of hope in the context of emotion and spiritual and physical healing. In this story, Jesus, we know that chapter 7, the Gospel of Mark, that is the chapter 7, verse 32 to 36, tells us the story of Jesus healing a person who is deaf and has a speech problem. Can you imagine, I'm just giving an example now, can you imagine what it would be like in the first century? In Israel, if you were deaf and had a speech problem, you would be an outcast. I'm just giving an example so that at least we can understand as we talk about hope in the context of emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. Mm. That time, if you find yourself in such situation, you were an outcast. Most likely, you would be a poor beggar.
Yeah.
A poor beggar, a nobody. You might be considered cursed in the sense that your physical disability were a punishment for something. You, or in the sense of your physical disability, you or assistant did. So when people look at you, the answer is this one is cursed.
Yeah.
So he must not live within community. Now, I'm giving this an example so that we can understand how now emotional can come, how physical healing is needed, how spiritual problem you would have. You would be considered unclean in the eyes of the Jews, and therefore unwelcome in worship. Even worship. Praise God, today we are even having this media. But that time, even worship, it could not be allowed because of that challenge. I can only imagine how sad and how bad things could be in your life, sad and bad things can be in my life if I find myself in that situation. So this is the topic we are trying to see today, how and also what can help us when you look in terms of hope, that is healing and hope in terms of emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. Yes, according to the question, Mama, if you study this story, this person in this story actually had people who cared about him. You see, now we are talking about emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. When you read that story, you will find there are people who cared about them and brought them to Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And even questions were posed to Jesus Christ. Who sinned? Is it this person or their parents? And Jesus could be able and answer immediately to neither him or parents, but this thing has happened so that we can see the power healing we find in Jesus Christ. So I'm here to remind each one of us that there is a healing in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And when we find healing in Jesus Christ, it doesn't only end about physical healing. It is healing emotionally. It is healing spiritually. And it also restores the relationship. And so we must worship and make sure that we find ourselves that we are connected with Jesus. Because that time when that person is healed, he's been reconnected to the family and the society, and the things start happening.
So, Mfundisi, when we're looking now at the Bible, you know, can you share some biblical examples where hope played a role, you know, in bringing emotional or spiritual healing to individuals?
Thank you. Thank you. One of the examples, my sister, is the woman with a flow of blood.
Okay.
Who had to meet Jesus and got healed. We find this when we read the in the gospel. Allow me also just to say, when you read in Matthew chapter 9, verse 19. But let me summarize because of time. Let me just summarize when we talk about a blood, a woman with an issue of blood. You know, she had this issue for so many years. And so you can imagine that she was an outcast. You can imagine that she was not even allowed to be nearby. You can imagine that even to go to church, you can imagine that she was not even supposed to live with the relatives. So this one, emotionally, she had a problem. Spiritually, she had a problem. Physically, she had a problem. Praise be to God, this woman with a flow, with the issue of blood. When she touched Jesus, the Bible tells me that immediately she got healed. And so this tells me, you and me, when you look at this woman with the issue of blood, that when we meet Jesus, whatever challenge we have, whatever problem we have, Jesus is able to heal us emotionally. Jesus is able to heal us spiritually. Jesus is able to heal us physically. So we still need Jesus. Another example we can give is about the centurion man who had a servant who was sick. And he tells Jesus that me as a centurion, I am in charge of soldiers. I just give them a command, okay? So you can just give a command. It doesn't need for you physically to come. In short, in other way, when you read and you do your research, this man was actually telling Jesus that, may we see your power. And the Bible tells us that that servant of that centurion man, immediately when Jesus said, because of your faith, immediately that person was healed. What are we saying? Remember, we have been talking about hope and faith. These two, they match together. And so when you look about these two examples, biblical example, a woman with flow of blood and also a centurion, it tells me and you that whatever problem we have, even if it's physical, a sickness, we still need Jesus Christ. Because when we have faith, he's able to heal us. And when we are healed by Jesus, we are healed physically, we are healed emotionally, and we are also healed spiritually.
So how does it now contribute to our resilience and perseverance during times of adversity or suffering, Fundiswami, this hope? Because when we're going through those, we get emotionally disturbed, we get emotionally tired, you know, all of those things. But how does hope now help us in those times?
Hallelujah. So now we are now talking about healing and restoration. We are talking about looking at the emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Number one, allow me to mention this, my sister. When we want to have completely healing, we must have this hope in Jesus Christ. Because when we have this hope, then we must have a willingness to acknowledge and work on our brokenness. Whatever what happened, the stress you have mentioned, my sister, stress comes because something happened, isn't it? So number one, we must accept that this thing has already happened. Now, we start working on it. And the more you live in denial, the more you have challenges. So I'm here to remind each one of us that whatever situation we are in, let's accept the situation. For example, you've been sick for some time. Let's accept that, yes, I've been sick, but there is hope in Jesus Christ. For example, you have been divorced. Let's accept the situation and like also bringing another problem of stress. Let's accept the situation that, yes, I've been divorced, but there is still hope in Jesus Christ.
Mm.
For example, you have been dismissed from your workplace. Accept for now and pray that God should find another door to open for you to start working. Maybe you have any other challenges. In short, I'm saying we must be willing to acknowledge that thing which is making us to have a broken heart.
Mm.
Number two, as we live in the community, my sister, when you're talking about healing and restoration and also talking about emotional, physical, and spiritual,
yeah,
as we live, we must extend the compassion, the mercy towards ourselves and the others.
Mm.
First of self, yourself, find the healing in yourself. Don't hate too much. When you have that compassion to yourself and the mercy to yourself for the health sake, then you have that healing of emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And we also extend to others. Remember, these problems, we don't invite them. So my sister, when I discover that you have this challenge, I think I must have that compassion to pray for you, to talk to you, to help you to come out of that. And also, let go of anger.
Hmm.
Anger must go. Let go of fear. Fear must go.
Hmm.
Let go of other resistance for healing. Sometimes you have been prescribed this medication, you have to take it, and you feel, I'm already dead. Please let go of that fear so that you can get healed. Let go. If you want the complete restoration and healing, we must let go of these things. Allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough to receive support from others.
Mm.
You know, being humble, it really helps in life.
Mm.
And we must trust again and trust in God.
Yeah.
Let's allow the situation we are in. Because the more we live in denial, the more we have challenges.
Mm, mm. So, Pundit, you said there that we must not hate too much. Are you then suggesting that we must deal with the issues faster so that we don't linger in that hating too much?
Yes, okay. Mama. Because the more you hate, the more you are also bringing other challenges and problems, your own health.
Mm.
The more I hate because I had a misunderstanding with you, my sister,
mm-hmm.
the more I am also contributing to other things, to cabin stress, other problems, especially the aged people. You now hear about BP, sugar, what? So I pray, even the Bible tells me, my sister, that you do not allow the day to go while you are still in anger. Yes, we are human beings. No one should stand and say, I'm perfect. We are human beings. We are all injured. But let's have that room to let go of anger. Sure.
So, Mpundisi, in what ways now does hope in God's promises bring comfort and peace to those experiencing grief and loss?
Hallelujah. Hope is built by learning to manage stress, okay? We must manage stress, like you have already given an example to say that. Does it mean that we have to let anger go? We must manage stress because we know we are living in a stressful world. So we must manage. We must develop a positive habit and extend that relationship to overcome any obstacles, any challenges. But then how does it help? Number one, when we have this hope, my sister, it brings a completely healing.
Mm.
Number two, it helps us to be healed emotionally. Number three, it also helps us to be healed spiritually. Because when I forgive and I forgive, forget, it means I'm back in the trace and I'm now moving with Jesus Christ.
Mm.
It also helps us, hope helps us even to be healed physically. Because the doctors, they'll ask us questions, this one and that one, and they'll tell you, do you have hope that you can get healed?
Hey, which doctor are you going to?
Even me as a pastor, if I visit you, my sister, you're not feeling well. I'll ask you, do you have faith that Jesus heals?
Yeah.
When you believe, then you're getting. It's not me who heals.
Yeah.
Number one, healing must come from you yourself as an individual.
Mm.
Yes. So really hope helps us in all those things.
Mm. Sure. I want to visit that your doctor that asks you first before they treat you. So as we wrap up on this now, how can cultivating hope in God's faithfulness impact a person's mental health and emotional health?
All right. Number one, we must acknowledge and understand that grief, even the Bible we have been given, and how we should handle it.
Mm.
Number two, we must live and accept the promise, so that when we accept the promises of God, then we have that comfort.
Mm.
Number three, the culture we must develop also is to find strength in faith. We must develop this culture. When we develop this culture of faithfulness, then we will understand that hope will really help us.
Mm.
Number three, we must find comfort in the word of God. The Bible, like we have been mentioning, the Bible brings healing, my sister.
Mm.
So we must be part and parcel and be able to understand that God is there for us.
Mm.
Number three, we must develop the culture of having the community support. Let's say be able to support one another.
Mm.
No man is an island. Whether you are an SDA or an Adventist, we still need each other so that we are able to support one another. Number five, we must trust in God's plan and promises. Sure. So for us to cultivate this, prayer is really needed, because when we pray and meditate, all these other things as a Christian, who have a well-being and will be able to live peacefully.
Mm.
So prayer always allows us to communicate with God.
Mm.
And when we communicate with God, we find that strength, we find that guidance, we find all those things which will remove fear and any other things. The importance of prayer, my sister, is that as we pray, it also brings healing. And not only the healing physically, it also brings healing spiritually and emotionally.
Indeed. Sure. As we wrap up, any closing words, then I'm going to ask that, can you please pray that we may find this healing, we may find this restoration, because sometimes we give up because we don't have that hope. But when we have that hope, may we actually realize these things that we are hoping for, Mfundisi.
Sure. A few words as we close. I want to encourage each one of us, especially those who are going under through challenges and many problems.
Mm-hmm.
I have good news, and the good news is that we worship a true God.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept Christ as your personal Savior and pray, because when God comes in, He's able to heal you emotionally, able to heal me spiritually, able to heal all of us physically. So my prayer is that we accept Christ and allow Christ to lead us. Our eyes are closed as we are praying. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for reminding us that you are still there for us to heal us physically, to heal us spiritually, to heal us emotionally. And so we pray as we come to you, God, that accept all our situation. I want to pray such a one who may be going through difficulties and also stress and many other challenges. We are all your children. Accept our prayers and heal us. You are spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Our prayer is that when you come, may our names be found in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, and we wish you well.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.